Welcome to the Pope Adelaide Media Studio podcast. We pray that you will enjoy this experience, and we hope that you will follow us at
this morning. I preached about the power of brokenness from the book of Job. And what I'd like to do is use that same theme, the power of brokenness. But I want to read from 2 Kings, if you'll turn your Bible to 2 Kings, chapter 4. This is a miracle that many of us coming up through the South learned in Sunday school. But this miracle applies to all of our lives. And it reads from the New King James language of the Bible. Do you have 2 Kings chapter 4? Say amen. And this is the language of the Bible. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be slaves." So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Yeah. Turn to your neighbor, ask your neighbor, "What do you got in your house?" What do you have there that God can use to be a blessing to your family? And you ought not have to look around far. You ought to be able just to look at yourself. And you ought to be able to say that I am positioning myself to be a blessing in my family. You don't have to look across town. You don't have to look across America. Right in your house, you ought to be a blessing to your house. You ought to be the oil that allows God to move in your house to bless those who come and go. The Bible gives us clear indication that He blesses from the inside out. Touch somebody and tell them what you got in your house. Love it. This Bible miracle happens in the life of the prophet. For years, he has walked with Elijah. But in chapter 2, Elijah is taken up to heaven in a whirlwind. Chariots of fire. And now Elisha is left to hold the kingdom prophecy together. God never leaves you without a witness. There'll always be somebody to talk for Him. And I do not mean these people with degrees and long titles by their name, but God uses everyday people to allow the world to see that He's still alive. I'm glad He uses everyday people. And because He does, there is a power that God gives if you be yourself. Wow. My grandmother on my dad's side is going to heaven, but she taught us young in Georgia one thing. She said, no matter where God sends you, boys, always be yourself. No matter what you drive, no matter how large your house is, no matter your bank account, always be yourself, because you'll wake up one morning and all that stuff will be gone and you'll just have you to deal with. Look at somebody and tell them, do you like you? Not your stuff. But you. That's where this little woman was. In her house. Fresh from the graveyard. Husband was dead. And she was in stress. Any of y'all been in stress? You see, stress is not something I can solve. That's not stress. But stress is when you can't do nothing about it. You know something's got to be done, but you can't do nothing about it. Anybody here ever been there? You just know something ought to be done in this house, but there's nothing I can do but wait on God. This woman, two sons to be sold into slavery for a debt. Husband dead out in the cemetery. But she heard that there was a new prophet in town, a man named Elisha. He's fresh off a battle with Jehoram and Jehoshaphat and the vessel of Eden, where God used the prophet in order for a word to come to the people. That's why, Redeemer, you've got to pray hard these coming days. You're losing a prophet, but God's got another prophet for you. But you gotta know the prophet from the wolf. If he looked like a prophet, but his behavior is like a wolf, he's a wolf. He may sing and preach like a prophet, but if his behavior does not match his preaching, he's a wolf. Keep the prophet, but chase the wolf out the door. This woman, widowed, two boys getting ready to go into slavery. And then, Mother Green, something happens. She has been told that there's a prophet in town. So she goes out in her yard. She says to the prophet, I need some help here. And the prophet says, what do you have in your house? She said, I don't have anything but a jar of oil. But what is that jar of oil going to do against my dilemma? What is that jar of oil going to do against my condition? He said, I tell you what I want you to do. Send your boys around the village and get empty vessels. And don't just get a few, get a lot of them. Because when God moves, he's not going to move just a little. I wish I had a witness in here. When I've seen God move in my life, he didn't move just a little. But God moved a whole lot. I told your church this morning back in the end of January, I was in a coma in the Lackinac Hospital. Been written off. People said he won't live overnight. But guess what happened a few days after I got in the coma? I was sitting up in the bed. My wife is here. That's real stuff. God doesn't just do a little. God does a lot. Go get all the vessels that you can. I love a God who does a lot. Life's too tough to have a God who can't do nothing but a little. I need a God who can do a lot. Set him around the village. Get all the vessels that you can. And then go in your house, close the door, and leave the colored folk out. You want to be blessed? Get the colored folk out your business. Oh, I'm going to help somebody. You want to be blessed? Keep your business in your house. So she closed the door. pulled shut the curtains. And there she stood. Two scared boys. Jar of oil. And all these vessels. Three things happened. First of all, she learns how to trust when she's broken. So if you're here and you've ever been broken, don't run from your church. There's no hiding place. You'll get broken in here and you're going to get broken out there. Don't stay home and get mad at everybody. No, no. Come back. Stand your ground. Believe God and God will work it out. You have to know that if I stand, he'll fight my battle. I wish I wasn't by myself. If I stand, he'll fight my battles. There she was in her house. She had to learn how to stay. Now notice the atmosphere. The Bible does not record anything the boys said. They were just given instruction from their mother to go get the vessels and come back. Let me help somebody. Don't you have kids sleeping in your house all day, eating your food, running up your electric bill, running up your cable bill, and they can't work? The Bible says, you can't work, you can't eat. Give them something to do. And if they can't work for the man, you put them to work for you. You tell them, mop that kitchen. Clean them steps. Wash those dishes. Give them work. And they ran around the village. And they got all the vessels. They participated in the miracle. You want to be blessed and bless your house? You get everybody participating. And if you get them participating, God is going to move in that place. So there they are, participating. Brought the vessels in. But yet they are not written in the Bible of saying a word. Then this mother, she moves from standing to faith. You've got to have faith that if God said it, God's going to do it. Well, Reverend, what are you talking about? If you look over in the Gospel of Matthew, our Lord preached that if you have the faith, somebody here knows the Bible, the size of a mustard seed, you can tell a mountain to move and it'll run out in the midst of the sea. You've got to have faith that God can do it. I woke up this morning, wasn't feeling my best, but I had faith that if I dress myself and press to the house of prayer, God's going to do something. I could not stay home and miss my blessing. I had to come on, because if you have faith, God will bless you from where you start to where you end. Put your hand on somebody. Tell them God will bless you. Oh yeah, we serve a God who's in the blessing business. And sometimes your best blessings come when you don't feel like it. Oh, you ask Sister Frisbee. There's some Sundays she don't feel like it, but she can play that organ. You ask this young man. There's some Sundays he don't feel like it, but he playing them drums. You ask this choir. There's some Sundays they don't want to sing, but they show up in the house. If you go because God said go, she stood and she had faith. I'm going to move on out your way here. But there's another part. Not only did she stand, and not only did she have faith, but she was able to expect victory. No matter how dark it looks, you've got to expect victory. I didn't learn that in seminary. I didn't learn that in the universities. I learned that January in the intensive care unit when the doctors had all these machines on me and a respirator down my throat. I got confirmation from headquarters that all you got to do is wait. And all those things hooked up to you, I'm going to take them off. And then you got to go tell somebody that it's better to serve me than to dance with the devil. There she was. All those vessels. One jar of oil. But then she waited with expectancy for her miracle, for her victory. And look at what happened. She lifted that little jar, started pouring out oil. Every vessel got full, and she kept on pouring. Every vessel got full, and when all the vessels were full, she looked at the jar. The jar was still full. Can't nobody. I wish I had a witness. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody feed you when you're hungry, clothe you when you're naked, give you joy when you're sad, heal you when you're sick. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Victory came to that woman, but it came from brokenness. You've got to be broken, and then our God will put you back together again. Anybody here been broken? If you're broken in his hands, he'll put you back together again. And let me say this before I sit down. When he puts you back together, then you know what's important. Then you know who loves you. Then you know who's for real. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. And let me tell you, friends, and I'm done here, because I know God gives you power in your brokenness. When I look back over my life and I think things over, my good days, I weigh my bad days, and I will not complain, because I'm put back together again. Great joy, great Savior. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Won't let me sit down. But when I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah! Thank God for saving me. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. He'll put running in your feet, clapping in your hands, joy in your heart. Thank you. Sometimes, get alone in your house and sit down and have a talk with him. Let him know this. Tell him, I'm not calling you because somebody's sick, everybody's fine. Tell him, I'm not calling you because I'm in trouble, I'm okay. Tell him, I'm just calling to say thank you. I just want to say thank you. Oh, friends, what gratefulness We should show God because he's been so good. I tell these young people, slow down. Old age will get you sooner than later. If you're seasoned in life like these seasoned seniors, give that wisdom back to these kids. Teach them. Because brokenness will come to everybody. And you've got to be able to get power out of your brokenness. With every head bowed while we stand. Every head bowed. Every head bowed. I preach this way now because I saw something late January. Could have been gone. I saw something in that coma. And God said, I got something else for you to do. I said, I ain't worthy, Lord. I don't have my business together. Take me if you want to. He said, not yet. Because you don't tell me what to do. I have a deacon who's my primary doctor. Dr. Michael Johnson said to me, when I opened my eyes, he said, I cried at your bed with your family. Because I knew if you came out, you'd be brain dead or crippled. And I looked at him and I said, Michael, I got a good mind. I got limbs that go where I want to go. And I'm able to say to the world that God is real. If you hear nothing else I've said, he's a real God. And he's doing real things. But he's got to break you. That's the tough. That's the suffering. He's got to break you. But if you stay with him, David was right. David said, I once was young, but now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken or the seed begging bread. Redeemer, you all are going somewhere. Stay together. Stay prayerful. Watch them wolves. But if a prophet comes, open your hearts like you did for this prophet, and God will bless you as a congregation. And when life gets tough and you go to your house and you need a blessing, you get up one night and say, Lord, all I got in here is me. And God will use you for the salvation of your house. Yes, he will. Every head bowed if there's one. Our deacons will come and stand. If there's one, and in your life, you have no traveling companion. I don't mean a man. I don't mean a woman. They come and go. Companion that will never forsake you, will never leave you, and knows just when to step in and make your life worth living. There may be one here. You're pushed against the wall. You don't know what direction to go in. The devil may even have you now that you don't think you can get free. But I came by to tell you that freedom is available. The power of God breaks every yoke. Mr. Frisbee, you all do a little more of that song. Day by day. You did it this morning. But I want God to day by day to keep me. Keep my body strong. Keep my mind. I want you, God. I really want you day by day. Keep your hand on me. Keep your hand on my life. Keep the demons in their place. Keep the addiction from me. I need you, God, day by day. I need you day by day. Keep my body strong. Is there one here? Make a step for Christ. Would you make a step for Christ? Pastor, if I'm in order, I tried to sit down, but if I'm in order here, if you're here, and nobody's going to ask you your business, nobody's going to make any notes, and you know you're broken, come for your healing at this altar. Don't be ashamed. Thank you for your honesty, my dear. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you for your honesty. I know I'm broken. No, I'm broken. Thank you for your honesty. 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 No, I've been broken. But he can put me back together again. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you.